This is U.S. History in 5 Minutes or Less, a podcast for my 8th grade social studies students or anyone else who's interested in a quick summary of U.S. history.
Episode 24, Ratifying the Constitution. The U.S. Constitution has become sacrosanct to many Americans. They see it as an almost holy document, brilliant in its creation of a government that protects people's freedoms. But at the time of its creation, many people had serious doubts about it. A contentious debate followed, and it wasn't clear if the document would be ratified, that is, formally approved. Those who supported ratification argued that the current national government was too weak, and the Constitution provided more power to that government. Without a stronger government, supporters argued that the country would be unable to deal with its problems. The supporters became known as Federalists because they were pushing for a stronger national government, a stronger federal government. Those who opposed ratification were called Anti-Federalists. There were numerous objections to the proposed Constitution. First, many believed it weakened state government too much. Anti-Federalists believed that the states were more democratic because they were closer to the people and thus wanted to protect state power in the name of democracy. The dispute over who should have power, the national government or the states, is a debate that is still with us today. Another objection had to do with individual freedom. Anti-Federalists feared the new federal government would be too powerful, taking away people's freedoms. This came through most clearly in the fact that the Constitution had no Bill of Rights, which worried many. Federalists believed that the individual freedoms were implicit in the Constitution and that didn't need to be stated explicitly, but others disagreed. According to the Constitution itself, the document needed to be ratified by at least 9 of the 13 state legislatures before it went into effect. But the reality is that all of the states needed to approve the document if the country were to continue. In numerous states, the legislators were divided fairly evenly, meaning that ratification would only be achieved by a determined effort. In order to help persuade the people of New York to support ratification, Alexander Hamilton, James Madison, and John Jay agreed to write a series of newspaper editorials. Writing under the pseudonym Publius, the three wrote dozens of essays in favor of the Constitution. These essays are widely read even today and stand as one of the most important writings in American political history. As mentioned earlier, the Constitution had no Bill of Rights. In order to persuade some people who weren't sure about ratification, the Federalists promised to add a Bill of Rights as soon as the new government went into effect. This promise swayed a lot of people. In June of 1788, New Hampshire became the 9th state to ratify the Constitution, thus officially establishing the document as the new law of the land. Rhode Island, the last state to ratify, did not do so until 1790, by which time Washington was already serving as the first president. Next time, we'll look at Washington's presidency and the important example he set for future presidents.
Thanks for listening. If you have any questions or comments, you can reach me at ushistoryin5@gmail.com. Today's musical intro is Yankee Doodle, as performed by the Victor Band, downloaded from the Internet Archive.